550 now at KLIF. Well, these days, Americans waiting even longer to start a family. One of the main reasons, money. Well, you never have enough money to start a family,
One of the main reasons is money, and the reason for the money problem is because people are staying with their parents until they're 37 years old.
Right. In today's Daily Dose, we check in with private wealth advisor Derek Kinney. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning to both of you. Great to be with you.
Hi, Derek. Good to talk with you.
Thank you.
Amy and I are both a little bit skeptical about the topic because we both had kids, and as we recall, there is no time to save money before you have kids. If you're young enough to have kids.
Well, one thing I think we can all agree on is that kids are expensive. The question, though, is, do you really need to have a year's worth of salary stashed up to feel comfortable having kids? I don't think so.
No.
You know, I actually put this on my Facebook feed last night to get people's feedback, and it was split. Some people said you really need to have some savings to have kids. Other people said you need to have kids to force yourself to have the savings. I think it's all how you come across this topic. One thing for sure is that having kids can be expensive. Now, in this survey, you'll find of interest here, one parent said they tracked every single dollar. They spent $20,000 in the first 18 months alone. That, to me, seems high. Now, keep in mind there could be medical expenses from the hospital and some other things that come up, but I think if you put your mind to it, you can have as many kids as you want as long as you know how to manage well and also parent well. Your kids often learn from watching their parents and how they manage money. Some good lessons there as well.
They say it costs approximately $233,610 to be exact to raise a child from birth through age 17.
No, we don't need to know that.
That's a lot of money, and it would make your head explode.
That does make your head explode. And keep in mind, it's not all at one time. Those are dollars doled out over time, much like you were spending money for food for your family. If you were to do that statistic, right, the numbers would be quite a bit higher as well. So as these numbers are spent, keep in mind it's very methodical. One thing to think about, though, is one thing that children do often force us to do is begin saving money for different areas. And I think that the bottom line with this topic is start small, but be consistent in your savings, and over time, when those children go to college and go off on their own, you've got money saved up to help put them through school, but you've done it in a very way that doesn't ruin your budget as you're trying to live your life as well.
I've often heard, though, you should make sure you save for retirement before you try to save for college and things like that, because that's harder to replenish, where your kids can maybe get scholarships or loans or things like that.
Yeah, so let's think about this. I like to think of it in different phases. So phase one of savings is always to have enough cash reserves, your checking account, your savings account. If emergencies come up, you've got a stash of cash to drop into that doesn't cost you money or it's easy to get to. The next bucket would be more of a longer-term fund. This could be in a mutual fund, maybe some stocks or bonds. Money's growing, you've got access to it. And nowadays, there are so many creative alternatives to saving for education. There are what are called 529 plans, education accounts. And a lot of these, you never pay taxes on at all as an incentive to save. So the key is work with a financial advisor, even go online, but start now, start early. That's really the key. The earlier you start, the more the money has time to work for you and not against you in achieving these goals.
I would think that the modern social reality would be helpful toward what you're saying, because I'm reading here that the average age of women having their first child now is 28. That's amazing. So they should have time to start saving.
That's right. The key is starting saving. Now, what we've seen, though, is this generation right now, when they tend to graduate college, get out of school, they do tend to stay with their parents more, which gives them an incentive to save more. Whether they're doing that or not is yet to be seen, but also they tend to spend what they make right out of the gate, and that's something that has caused many people financial problems for years in the past. If people can live below their means right out of college and save that money like a bill, wherever they save it, they are many times more likely to achieve their goals. And one thing I would add, that 401k, the 403b, all these retirement plans, whether you're a teacher, an executive, a doctor, whatever that may be. Get into those at least the minimum level that they match, because you're getting the free money and it's out of sight, out of mind, and the money just builds and builds and builds until in retirement you've accumulated quite a nice, attractive nest egg to live the lifestyle you really want.
All right, all good advice.
Great advice.
Private wealth advisor Derek Kinney.
Thanks, Derek. Good talking with you.